Blog Talk Radio.
Keep me together, say you keep me together, say the only thing you mean, keep me together, yeah, you keep me together, I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever, but you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together, I know I'm trying to keep it, so I gotta get shit together, I'm trying to keep it together, trying to keep shit together, I'm trying to keep it together, trying to keep us forever, trying to keep somebody lifting me up. You're the only one with me that I know giving a fuck. I know you holding me down when I needing you most. You know we having a celebration, let's exchange a toast. This is your time, baby, yeah, your time. Always on my mind, yeah, you always on my mind. Always on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. Once you hear me going, got you going with me, we only going together. We gon' keep on passing on them together. Girl, I'm telling you, I I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. But you only gon' leave if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us forever. I keep the pieces together. I'm trying to tell you what's up. Trying to push up my luck. Man, I remember looking back at everything used to suck. Used to run all these races and nobody keeping up. If it's you and this is me, this is how we gonna keep it. It's just you, it's just me, baby, it's our little secret. It's just you, it's just me, you just gotta agree. Nobody like you, nobody like me is where we supposed to be. Keep me together, yeah, you keep me together. I got you by me, I know this shit here standing forever. But you only gon' be if I don't get shit together. I know I'm trying to keep it, so I gotta get shit together. I'm trying to keep shit together. Trying to keep shit together. I'm trying to keep us together. Trying to keep us forever. Trying to keep us together. I'm trying to keep us forever. Yeah.
You just brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, gonna fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You just brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, gonna fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For what they saying, it's up in the stand. I gotta make it my years. They know it's my time. They tell me I'm right, but fuck it, let's play it by ear. Play my music for the people that doubted me. Now I'm up in their chair. I know who got my back, cause I got my front, but the snakes in the rear. When I make it, you know ain't no sign of me. Top the rollie, did you see them diamonds blink? Dior. Cause she want the finer thing. Fly Miami to LAX. Spoke through time, they know I'm next. Fresh recovered, so I'ma flex. New Jersey, my home, so I'm rapping that. You brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, gonna fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, gonna fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all don't really get it. Trapping out the bed, no stacking paper was a fetish. You know the baby wasn't ready. Once you have my love and leave, you never forget it. Go against me, tell them bet. Overdose of Henny, need me a medic. Call me a dog, I need me a vet. 10 toes, I ain't never regret it. If you ain't gang, then get out the set. Get out the set. I just want flex. If she ain't fucking, then shorty get left. I'm counting them checks. Big step, but ain't jacking the step. So you could get left. Mob ties, yeah, we got the connect. anymore. Cut your eyes, he gotta go. Body's dropping by the corner store. Hit him with sirens, nigga, we don't know. I ain't got time for niggas. I ain't tryna bond with niggas. I like to change my mood, close my eyes, ooh. For that 1942. You brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's my man Cody. What's going on, people? Your boy Dre Saw.
What's up, man?
First thing I want to do is introduce my co-host, the beautiful V Tony. What's going on, man?
What's going on, everybody? What's going on?
How you doing this week? How are your week going?
I'm doing pretty good. It's going pretty good. How's yours?
Oh, it's going good. You know, a little late, but I'm here. I'm on time, you know. All right. So, look, now we have a great show for y'all tonight. We got my man Randy J. Sean Jackson coming through, talking about his new short film, COVID-19 Fear. We got my man Revive coming through, hip hop artist out of New York. You know, he's doing his thing. You know, so just sit back, relax, you know. You know the phone number, 563-999-3718. If you want to go live, please press 1. And you go live with us. So what's up, Miss Pete? How you doing, V?
I'm good, I'm good. Been at the gym, keeping busy. You know what I do. Be the mermaid that I know how to be.
Hey, definitely. So look, man, we're going to get this show started. I'm going to bring in our first guest. This man is a very, very close friend of mine. He's an author. He's a director. He's a podcaster. Oh, man, he just does everything. Without no further ado, this is Randy J. Sean Jackson.
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on tonight?
What's up, man?
I'm all right. You was waiting for the main class.
Well, thank you for, you know, thank you for being here, man. I know it's been a hectic day. You've been real busy, so I thank you for, you know, coming up.
Oh, yeah. You know, we've been busy today. We've been busy. We put in some hours today.
Definitely.
If everybody don't know what we're talking about, we've been editing my new movie today. Dre's the editor. He a little humble on that, but he's a jack of all trades.
Definitely, man. You know, we're going getting that product together. It's hard work, but, you know, I always thought to myself, if something's not hard, you're not doing it right. You know what I'm saying? So I embrace it, you know?
Yeah. That's how I feel.
I'm sure you all met my co-host, V Tony. She's also here.
Yeah, how you doing, V Tony?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm all right.
So, let's all get straight to it. COVID-19, where did that come from?
Actually, what happened is that it's been a minute since I wrote my last short film. And I really wanted to come back out, you know. I wanted to come back on the scene, but I wanted to come back on the scene with a meaning, a purpose, you know, because a lot of the other movies I did, most of the movies I did, they all have substance. They all have a meaning. I don't just make, like, shoot 'em up, bang, bang movies, you know, or, like, most of my movies have a meaning. So, I mean, what more right now than to write a movie about COVID-19?
Definitely. So, the movie, about the casting, how did you go about, you know, doing your casting?
Well, I knew it was, well, my intentions was to enter the movie into a film festival that I enter my movies in every year, the Passaic County Film Festival. And they only allow you to have 10 minutes. They only give you like 10 minutes. So that was my intentions, to make a nice, quick, I call them Sunday morning specials, because if you remember when you was a kid, Sunday, well, we different ages, but when I was a kid, maybe same with you, they used to have on Sunday morning, they would have them little short movies and Sunday specials, like for 20 minutes or 30 minutes. So I adapted that formula, and I became like the Sunday morning specialist. So I got a bunch of films, it's like 20 minutes, 30 minutes. But anyway, I was making this movie for the film festival, but then I didn't beat the deadline. So since I didn't beat the deadline, I just said I'll go ahead and make it a short film. As far as the casting go, I already had Lynette Walker, a talented actress who was in some of my previous movies, The Bottom. She was in The Bottom. She'd been in a couple of, I can't really think of it off the top of my head, but she was in a couple of my movies, and she'd been in other movies before that. So, and it just was a coincidence that the other two young ladies, one of them I had knew already, and she had been asking me about, you know, she wanted to get in the movie. And sometimes, see, I've never been somebody to follow patterns. I always been more like a trendsetter. So a lot of people might say, you put somebody in a movie and they didn't audition for you, but I can get a feel, like I'm a good judge of character most of the time. So far as Kia Drakeford, I kind of somewhat knew of Kia from Patterson and from Facebook. And, you know, I see her doing like different videos, funny videos and things like that. And from seeing her do that, I knew she would fit well in the part that I was casting her for. And the other young lady, Kimberly Allen, she was referred to me by another talented actress. And she really went up and beyond, because she sent me her resume of other movies, one movie that she was in. She sent me some music that she performed. So she sent me like a whole resume. So I was like, you know, like sometimes it's for, like, I give people a shot. So, you know, I kind of went out on a limb and gave Kia and Kimberly a shot, you know, like to be in my movie. Lynette was already well groomed, and you know, she's already a well groomed actress. But Kia and Kimberly, I'm really like, was like, you know, taking a leap of faith with them. But I think they did all right. When everybody, I let the people that watch it be the judge of that.
Perfect. That's a shot. As you know that you're a writer and a director, which one do you feel more comfortable doing? Like, can you tell the difference between writing a movie and writing a book?
Let me see. Writing, I call it like this, like a gift a gift is a gift. So when you got a gift from God, like I got writing is my gift from God. So it's kind of hard to explain, and it might sound like kind of spooky or scary to certain people, but when you got a gift, like I got a gift at writing, sometimes it's not a pen and a pad, but it's a laptop, and I'm typing work on it. Sometimes I could start typing on a project, and then 30 minutes later or an hour later, it's like I stop, and I don't even really remember typing what I typed, but, you know, it comes out right. It's like maybe God is guiding the pen. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to explain. It's just like when I get a pen in my hand, it's like I'm being guided like by a higher force, or the powers that be, or you know, by the big man, God. You know, so I don't find like so writing books or writing movies, to me, it's all the same. It's just my God-given talent.
Okay. That's the set.
V,
any questions for
Jason? Okay, so when you come up with these different concepts and you feel like it's a higher power, so you said, or being guided by God, what would you say to somebody that wants to write but feels like they're hearing that voice themselves?
If you already want to write, see, that's like, to me, that's like, that's already like you took the first step, you know what I mean? Because it's something telling you that you want to write, because a lot of people don't have no motivation to do, you know, too much of anything. So do you mean like for somebody who want to write but don't know how to write? Do you mean that, or don't know where to start? Is that what you mean?
Someone that hears the voice but doesn't know where to start. Because you have a lot of people out there that have a voice. They hear themselves. They've been told they want to write a book, but haven't exactly gotten into that first step to starting writing it. And normally that first step is usually the hardest for most. So what would you say to them?
Yeah, tell me about it. That's When you're a well-established writer, that's called writer's block. But I always tell people this: you write. The starting it off is the hardest thing, because I have been like, I'm writing a book right now. I'm writing my cousin's autobiography. It's called Everything Don't Happen in the Hood, and it was about, he was assaulted and had one of his eyes knocked out. He was assaulted. And it's like I wanted to start the book, but it took me like months and months and months just to start it. But what I always tell people is, if you don't feel like writing, don't write. Don't force it. But when you feel like it, just write. You might, now, whenever that feeling comes, you don't know when that might be. It might be 1 month after you got the idea of the project you want to work on. It might be 2 months. You might want to write for like 1 day and then don't write for a month. You might want to write 2 weeks and then don't want to write for a month. Or you might just get on a roll, you know what I mean? But in order to start, I always tell people just start it when you got the feeling to start it. Don't never force it. Because the feeling is going to come to you, because as long as you got a creative mind, And the creativity is flowing, it's going to come. So it might come in the middle of the night. I used to write in the middle of the night. I used to write like in early in the morning. But when it comes, you will know when it comes. Trust me.
Okay. So let's go back to you becoming a writer as far as writing movies. What was it that you told yourself or told you that, you know to write books, and let me try to write a movie. Like, what was it that, you know, they did on fire to try and reach out and try it?
Well, it was a big leap of faith, really, because I was writing books, and I had wrote maybe like 5 books already, and that's when somebody had brought to my attention that they had read one of my books, and they thought it would be a good movie. And at that time, I didn't know anything about writing movies. I didn't know anything, but it just so happens that somebody had enough faith and confidence in my reading my book that they thought it would be a good movie, and they kind of took me under their wing. And for a couple of months, we was coming up with going through the process, the pre process of writing the movie, and then something happened and the contracts fell through. And it didn't happen, and I always been a person that I don't just talk the talk, I walk the walk. So once that fell through, and I wasn't able to do the movie with the team of people, I just said I'm gonna do it myself. And I didn't know where I was gonna get the money from. I didn't know if I could write a movie. I didn't know anything, but I just jumped right into it. And here we are right now.
Wow. So you have about what? Almost 8 movies under your belt already?
Yeah, sometimes I lose count. I know I got the Bottom, A Time to Pay, Chatline, 16 Bars, The Honest Sinner, Stolen Dream, and now COVID Fear 19. I think that's all of them. I forget. But yeah, it's about 7 or 8 movies, something like that. I think this is actually my 8th movie. I kind of, like I said earlier, I kind of adopted the formula of just doing short films, and the reason being for that is that my first movie, I did like 10 episodes, and I had like over 50 actors and actresses. And the movie was in the movie theaters. It actually sold out in the movie theaters. I had a contract with a streaming app. After that, I kind of came up with the idea. I said, well, just write short films, you know, and put it out there to the world on all the social media, and then maybe somebody might pick one up and want to invest on making it a larger movie. So I take little thoughts and ideas, and I put them into movies, little 20, 30-minute movies, and then I put them out on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, wherever I could put them at. And I just hoping, you know, and I send them to film festivals too. And, you know, it only take one. Like Jay-Z said, you could have a lot of projects and a lot of ideas and everything, but you have to remember, it only take one.
Wow. That shows a lot about you, as far as, like, your passion. That I can tell that you do this for passion. Because, like you said, you're making money. You have a movie in the movie theater, and, you know, you sold out. And instead of you just, like, making another movie and going back to the theater, you decided to engage your talent, you know, shorten the episodes and just give your talent to the public, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, doing YouTube and things like that. So that shows your passion for what you do, really.
Right. Because, you know, like, sometimes you gotta crawl before you walk. I mean, I could make a big movie, and I could put it back in the movie theater, and I could make thousands of dollars again like I made off of my first movie. But why don't I came up with the idea, and I said, well, just make short films, and put them out there. And maybe I might, you know, I might catch a big fish one day. Instead of getting thousands, I might get millions, you know. And don't get me wrong, it's not all about the money, because, you know, I always believe that your health is your wealth. You know what I mean? And you'd be as long as your family is proud of you and your kids are proud of you, you know what I mean? Sometimes you made it and you don't even know you made it. You know what I mean? Because I could walk around my town, Patterson, and everybody know me for writing movies and writing books and stuff like that. So, you know what I mean? I made it far as locally. I'm just not internationally, you know? So sometimes maybe it's just meant for you to be local. Sometimes it's meant for you to be national, you know? Sometimes it's meant for you to be international. You don't never know what God got planned for you, but one thing you do know is that you don't never stop. You don't never quit, you know? You never give up. You never give up on a dream. You just keep turning visions into reality.
Definitely, man. And we see you never gave up, and that's a good thing about it. As I said, man, I hope this COVID-19 fear, I hope it touches people, because it has a lot of meaning in it.
Right.
As you was writing it, was it anything that you went through personally that really helped you through this? Because, I mean, I don't want to tell too much of the movie, but there's a tragedy that happened in the book, you know, in the movie, I'm sorry. Was there anything that hit home personally that helped you through this movie?
Well, most of the people on my podcast, they know that I lost my mother in 2020, you know, from the COVID. She was 88 years old. So I really don't know if that, you know, propelled me or, you know, motivated me to write this movie. I really don't know. I don't really look at it like that. But I do look at it like it's a worldwide problem right now, and it's something that it didn't only hit my home. I mean, it hit a lot of people's homes, and not only in the hood, but in the suburban areas, you know, in the wealthy areas. So I knew it would be worthy of national attention. Will it reach that far? You know what I mean? And if it only reached one person and only helped one person, I still feel like I accomplished what I went out to do, because I'm gonna continue to make movies that's gonna have meaning and have purpose and is educational. And what more could you do a movie than about COVID? You know, it's and yes, it has. In a little bit of time that the length of the movie, I tried to show a lot of different scenarios in it about far as prevention, transmission, symptoms, cures, and even eventually death, if that was the case behind it. So I would say it's a well-rounded 20 to 30 minute Sunday morning movie.
Wow. And I'm sure people are gonna love it, and not only did you write a great movie and it was filmed great, I also did my thing. You know, I got two long horns, but, you know, I did my own thing, too. So, if you're on the line and you want to talk to Jay Sean, or you want to talk to the beautiful D, Tony, or the handsome Dre Star, just hit that one, you know what I'm saying? If I said you're on the line or on the link, I can't hear you, Please have a call in. 563-999-3718. And we'll be right back after this call.
One second. You got a little,
Don't forget Friday night, kick it over to the Song Podcast. 8 o'clock. Don't be late, we have a great show for you. Forrest Nick on Saturday.
Here we go.
Regularly be.
I'm the one she call when she wetting up them drawers, yeah. I'm the one to call if you really wanna ball, yeah. I'm the one to call, see the roof up in the stars, yeah. I'm the one to call, yeah. I'm the one to call, yeah. I'm the one she call when she wetting up them drawers, yeah. I'm the one to call to come and beat down them walls, yeah. I'm the one to call, you wanna ball and get the big check. Had to cut them off, diamond flawless like a big flex. Fucked in the vault with all my chains called a wrist sex. Every day I'm dripping, wipe me down, I need a Kleenex. Knocking doors down, they let me in, I bring the T-neck. Walking at a glass, had to hit it with the Windex. Fly boy the gang and you niggas shoulda invest. Aston Martin, not a new vest. Rip the Rory to the PJ. I'm the one, not the two, I'm at a E-flex. I'm the one she call when she wetting up them drawers, yeah. I'm the one to call if you really wanna ball, yeah. I'm the one to call, hey.
You just brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Gotta cover war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You smash me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Gotta cover war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For what they saying, it's up in the stand. I gotta make it my years. They know it's my time. They tell me I'm right, but fuck it, let's play it by ear. Play my music for the people that doubted me. Now I'm up in their chair. I know who got my back, cause I got my front, but it's snakes in the rear. When I make it, you know ain't no sign of me. Top the rollie, did you see them diamonds blink? Dior, Dior, Dior. Cause she want the finer thing. Fly Miami to LAX. So for 2 times, they know I'm next. Fresh recovered, so I'ma flex. New Jersey, my home, so I'm rapping that. You scratch me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You scratch me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Really get it, trapping out the bed, no stacking paper was a fetish. She wanna baby, wasn't ready. Once you have my love and leave, just never forget it. Go against me, tell them bet. Overdose of Henny, need me a medic. Call me a dog, I need me a vet. 10 toes, I ain't never regret it. If you ain't gang, then get out the set. Get out the set. I just want flex. If she ain't fucking, it's shorty get left. I'm counting them checks. Big step, but ain't jacking the step. So you could get left. Mob ties, then we got the connect. Keep my foot on their neck. Money more. Catch your eye, think gotta go. Body's dropping by the corner store. Hit him sirens, nigga, we don't know. I ain't got time for niggas. I ain't tryna bond with niggas. I like to change my mood, clean my zoo. For that 1942. You brush me off, they ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally see the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all ain't listen. Now we going hard in the building. Finally seen the stars in the ceiling. Quick to cut you off in a minute. Got a couple war scars from the trenches. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Couple broken hearts, come fix them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
that boy Toby. Yeah, yeah, you already know. It's the Humble Life Experience. I'm back. The boy Dre Stahl with the beautiful V Tony.
You know it.
For real. We still kicking the hair with Jay Sean, you know, chopping it up. So, Miss V, any questions for Jay Sean?
He's really more so talking about his gifts, so I really appreciate him just telling it like it is and being true to himself and not going commercial with it. That does, like you said, speak volumes about himself.
Thank you. I try to stay like I said earlier, I try to keep a lot of things like authentic. Like I've never been, when I first started writing, a lot of times people used to try to give you like the blueprint. Like, you know, you have to do things like this and you have to do things like that. And you have to do things like this. And I've never been one that really wanted to just follow what everybody else did. I wanted to stand out. I wanted people to know, like, this is a Jay Sean novel, or this is a Jay Sean's movie. So I tried to stay true. And most people, they know, if they know anything about me, like anything I write anywhere is almost 99.9% real. I never like to fabricate stories. I never, even in my autobiography, I never like to make stories up. I have written a lot of stuff that had different discrepancies and debates with people about certain things to write about. And the main thing I always try to let people know is that we got to keep it real. We got to stay true and we got to keep it real. I know Hollywood is Hollywood and you got to mix a little bit of Hollywood in it, but I'm a firm believer that just stay true. Just stay true to yourself and your fans will stay true to you.
Yeah, very, very, very well said. Very well said. I know there's a lot of people out here that they follow trends and they want to be the next person. No one really want to be themselves, you know?
Yeah, that's a problem.
Definitely. So, what do you see yourself in the near future as far as goals that you have for yourself? Beyond COVID-19 or beyond the book you're writing for your cousin, where do you see yourself going?
First things first, I want to relocate to Atlanta, Georgia. I was supposed to relocate there in 2019 until the COVID hit and I lost my mom's. So that kind of pushed that back on the back burner a little bit, but my plans are still to relocate to Atlanta. I believe that that's a nice place to relax, you know, and it's a lot of star power there, more than where I'm at right now. And hopefully my plans, my goals are to one day to just be able to make a living off of writing. Just like people get up and punch a clock every day, I want to get up and have breakfast and start writing in my backyard, in my living room, or in my men's cave, you know, start writing, have breakfast, get up, start writing. Lunchtime, have lunch. After lunch, go back to writing, and about 4:30 or 5, close the laptop, you know, and have dinner with my family or whatever, do some fishing in the backyard and get up and do the same thing all over again the next day. You know, that's what my plan is. But everything in a nutshell is I just want to be able to get paid for doing something that I love.
Definitely. And I can tell by your passion that, you know, God sees all things, you know what I'm saying? And he only gives us what we worth. And I'm sure my audience can see your worth right here. And we appreciate
right.
you for the stories and the legacy that you have, you know what I'm saying? That means a lot to people, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure everybody know Randy wrote my life story, the R.J. Williams story. And,
yes.
And that was like a dream come true for me. Because I don't know if I say I wanted a book, but I always knew I had a story to tell. You know what I'm saying? So, when I met Randy, he just, you know, he helped my dream come to reality. And as I said, I always appreciate you. I'm telling you, I appreciate you again. For real.
Yeah, I appreciate you too. From day one since we met, we always been close, and we done worked on many a projects together, and still working on projects as of maybe like an hour ago. laughing and fighting all the way, but we get the job done.
So listen,
two great minds.
Definitely. Listen, let's say people wanted to watch your movie. Where can they go to see The Bottom? Where can they go to see Story Dream? Where can they go to see Honest Center? What's the site?
Oh, you just go on YouTube and you just put in any of the titles like The Honest Center by Randy J. Sean Jackson. A Stolen Dream by Randy J. Sean Jackson, The Bottom by Randy J. Sean Jackson. As long as you put by Randy J. Sean Jackson, they should come up.
Definitely. And, I heard, well, I know, but my audience don't know, you also got your feet right in the little managing, right?
In the managing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to manage, my teenage daughter was in a rap group called ATL. It wasn't from ATL, it was just three teenagers, three girlfriends, and one was Ariana, one was Tati, and one was Lily. So they called themselves ATL. We managed them for about a year. We got them to they auditioned at the Apollo Theater. They rapped for Fetty Wap and was up and made a record in Fetty Wap studio. They did easy between 6 and 12 live performances in a year. I think they put out two CDs and a couple of videos. Yeah, it was a really good time in my life because I was reconnected with one of my daughters, and it was really a good time. And it was really a sad time when the group broke up, but. It was an experience that'll last for a long time in my memory.
So you went to Apollo, everything, right? So it's like that experience. Do you think that's something that you would want to do again, or just because it was so close to home, with it being your daughter, just something that you felt like it's a one time thing?
I would manage a hip hop group or R&B group or a solo artist again. I would do it again, but it just would have to be different. It would have to be somebody not only talented but somebody dedicated and willing to listen and have the drive that I have to win. and make it. You know what I mean? It would have to take a lot of things for me to manage again. It would have to really, really, really take a lot. It would take a lot of different things to make me want to do that again.
So you know, you never know what's around the corner.
You're right.
So anyone out there, that's just our manager, if you got me, take this Randy up.
Yeah. Do that.
So listen, man, I'm any final words you want to say, any shout-outs you want to give out, any social media, anything like that for all of you?
Nothing but, I mean, my Facebook page, you know, is Randy J. Sean Jackson. My Instagram is randy.j.jackson.1. You can go on YouTube and see all the movies of the films I've done. You can go on Amazon and get any of my books that I have written. Just go on Amazon, the same thing. Randy J. Sean Jackson, put in one of my books, The Andre Williams Story, written by Randy J. Sean Jackson. My children book, Smart Like Me, written by Randy J. Sean Jackson. What else I got? My Soul Is Still Pimping, written by Randy J. Sean Jackson. I got several titles up there on Amazon.com, and it's in not only in paperback form, but they in digital and ebook forms. And other than that, just, you know, stay tuned, you know, for COVID Fear 19 coming out very, very soon, maybe within the next week or two. He didn't really say it, but I did earlier, he's doing the edit work on my movie. And I say we about 95% done. I think we just got to do a little bit more touching up. Right?
Yeah. About
95%.
You know.
Yeah, about 95% done. And I'm sure it'll be a nice short film that something good for the family, not just for men, not just for women, not just for children, not just for adults. I think it'd be something good for the family to sit down and watch, and how we really put the movie together, as far as actual events and current stats and statistics, and you know, I say it's a pretty good film. Could be better, but, you know, for coming out the gate, it's the first one movie I did in a while. It's going to be a really good short film. I'm looking for good things from it, good reviews.
Definitely, man. Like I said, man, thank you for taking the time out to come up. You know, just short notice. As I said, man, you're always welcome here. Anything new we got going on, you already know what to do, man. We're here.
Yeah, I want to thank you. I want to thank V, V Tony, and, you know, y'all, you know, everything is a work in progress, man. You don't give up, because a winner never quits and a quitter never wins. And some people driven by negativity, some people driven by positivity. You know, I'd rather be on the positive side, you know, and I know you do too. So you just keep it on, man. That's all we can do. You know what I mean? And and something good to happen at the end of the rainbow. I'm a firm believer in that. Everybody has a purpose, and whatever situation you're in, you're not there by mistake. I'm on this podcast for a reason. I'm not here by mistake. Dre, you on this podcast for a reason. You're not here by mistake. V, you on this podcast for a reason. You're not here by mistake. So we just have to make understand and understood, and, you know, and use our energy and our intellect and use it as a vehicle to transport positive energy to everybody in the world. You know, and you know, with that being said, you know, thanks for having me. You know what I mean? And God bless. I wish everybody best. COVID-19, baby. Coming soon.
That's it right there. That's for me. Ready to get Sean Jackson, man. Yes, man. Look, man, we're going to be right back. We doing for a song right now? Okay?
Let me see. One second. One second.
just happy to be here, like you said, you know?
You know, I know the feeling.
But people, next week we have a great show for you. I hope you tune in. As I said, tell a friend. If you didn't catch the show or you catch the end of the show, the link will be up tonight. You can hit the link at any time to hear the whole show. Any final words? Me?
Just stay blessed and throughout the rest of the week, and we'll see you next week.
Yeah, yeah. Humble Life Reality Radio / Humble Life Experience. We out here.
You need an expert in computers.
Get it, get lit, grab the grip, bust a lick. Hit it quick, hit it smooth, catch it groove and get back to where. Get lit, grab the grip, hold my drip, hold my sip. Let me go and bust a move and get back to where. Now walk like me.
Just get fly like me, be about like me. Now swallow me, ooh, we just ride with me. In a drop top Benz, come follow me, just swallow me. Get litty, get lit, grab the grip, bust the lick. Hit it quick, hit it smooth, catch it groove and get back to win. Get litty, get lit, grab my grip, hold my drip, hold my sip. Let me go and bust a move and get back to win. Now I'm part of my ways for my useless clown days, but I'll declare homage for the pavement I lave. Hold up, the syrup that I'm sipping got me think that I'm double dipping. And it's any that I'm shipping got me on a dummy mission. But this bitch that I've been talking to, asking all these questions like, fuck, you been drinking? I tell her Henny and Wu-Tang while I'm swerving different lanes, trying to catch the holy grain of this dumb good strain. While we turn the party up, now rock like me, get fly like me, be about like me. Now swallow me, ooh, we just ride with me. In a drop top Benz, come follow me, just swallow me. Get litty, get lit, grab the grip, bust the lick. Hit it quick, hit it smooth, catch it groove and get back to where. Get litty, get lit, grab my grip, hold my drip, hold my sip. Let me go and bust a move and get back to where.
Life is split, let's get lit. Talk to me nice, you'll get hit. On my stick, she's been a split. Lickety split, been with the shit, said you needed a grip. Grab your tool, get right for the strip. Hit your spine tag, then you wish she wanted the mink. Cocaine fish, been outside the skies, what I flip. Seatbelt click, let's take a trip. You could be my witch, playing with my stick. Lurking in the band, no counting that. She said, look, songin' with no hands. Lick this clip, you gon' commit. I dance with bottles, models, tucking on my grip. Try, stay, try, drive to your block. Slytherin, rule number one, trash. Go to the stash, remove the tins. Jump in presidential tins. She's so presidential, so sentimental, but she always bother him. Stupid and mental, thoughts of rental. I'm a demon, number one pick. She on my belt, on my neck, I'm on her hips. My lick your lips and hit the block plus bounce until some niggas know me for getting lit. With this paper, house is a whip. Her mom in red, her ass was a crib. She wanted a star, I'm high as a blimp. New York City, I'm just a pimp. She wanted a star, I'm high as a blimp. New York City, I'm just a pimp. Getting lit. With my body, I was like, shit, shorty, love here, take it, chop this bread. Let me know when the motherfucking money back, so we can get lit, fuck, you feel me?
Now walk like me, get fly like me, be about like me. Now swallow me, ooh, we just ride with me. In a drop top Benz, come follow me, just swallow me.
I'm grabbing the tits, I'm licking the click, I give it a dick. Pop a molly, then I catch a body. Hit a nigga with a fucking shoddy. Put a nigga in a body bag. Nigga never should've crossed the line. Told a nigga that his ass is grass, huh? Look, if I wanted, I'd cop it. I'm rocking these robbers. The rocket, I got it. The block, it be popping. My eyes, they be dropping. Never snitch, I'd rather die. Yeah, my niggas on demon time. Smith and West, they gon' teach a lesson. He gon' get his blessings. I'm Freddy Krueger with a chase and mash. Kicking doors like karate cast. Pass a nigga where he hide his ass. Better tell the truth like a polygraph. I need the cash like pronto. Give it to my mother for the pain and suffering. No more welfare, Section 8. Put in the hills, she ain't paying rent. And she got a brand new red Benz. I'm flipping bricks like a chimney shit. Nibble is four, I'll be the first pick. Drop a 30 nigga like I'm Stephen Curry. Catch a nigga, hit him with the stick. Now I do about 40, 50 flips. Damn. I'm killing these niggas, I'm getting that money. My shit is consistent, I'm dropping the shit. Niggas be acting that boy, he's a bitch. Niggas be tripping, but fuck it. I'm back to the shit, flipping it. I'm getting it, I'm stacking it. I run at the digits, I'm real legit. These niggas be talking, they ill as shit. But fuck it, I'm getting that money, bitch. These niggas be talking, I'm getting lit. This bitch, yeah, she on my dick. Catch a nigga on the back block, AK make the match stop. Flick a nigga like a laptop, hell yeah, this a snapshot. Bang bang with the gas shot, these niggas be talking, these niggas are bitches. I'm getting that money, I'm getting lit. These bitches all on a nigga dick, get lit.
All eyes on me, all eyes on me, all eyes on me, all eyes on me.
Get lit, get lit, grab the grip, bust a lick. Hit it quick, hit it smooth, catch a groove and get back to where. Get lit, grab my grip, hold my drip, hold my sip. Let me go and bust a move and get back to where.
I'm grabbing the tits, I'm licking the click, I'll give it his dick.
Get lit, get lit.
I'm grabbing the tits, I'm licking the click, I'll give it his dick.
Rule number one, scratch the vent, go to the stash, remove the tent.
Rule number one, scratch the vent, go to the stash, remove the tent.
Got my grip, bust a lick, hit it quick, hit it small, catch a groove and get back to it. Grab the grip, hold my drip, hold my sip, let me go and bust a move and get back to it. Get lit, get lit.